I'm trying to get somewhere that's real and pure and true and eternal. Toby, can you go with your boy? Let's go.
From the Lighthouse Chapel International, Apostle Joel Obuobisa will inspire you with anointed, practical, and down-to-earth Bible-based teachings that will refresh, energize, and motivate you to do your best for God. Join the Apostle now as he ministers the Word of God.
Tonight we have a powerful testimony, amen. Oh, I said we have a powerful testimony, amen. Shall we put our hands together as we invite Sister Ine to share with us her testimony?
Amen. Amen. So I wanted to share this testimony, especially that, you know, we've been learning about the power in the blood of Jesus. So my sister-in-law, she delivered her son actually a month ago today. But the birthing experience wasn't as beautiful and flawless as most would hope. So I had got a call from my mom saying that my sister-in-law was in labor the 14th of March. And so that's actually her birthday, and she had been saying that the baby long the contractions are and everything. But there reached a time where the contractions got about 7 minutes apart from each other, lasting only 1 minute. And the contractions lasted this way for about 8 to 10 hours, and then they like slowed down. And because my brother and sister-in-law weren't being inclined to my mother's wisdom, she was telling them to go to the hospital so that her labor could be induced and that the baby would just come quickly. So because they were going to a birthing center and it was a blizzard on that day, you know, I was just praying. Like, so my mom called me. She was just like, you know what, just pray. Just start praying. Call all the prayer warriors, you know, like your daughter's group, like everybody. So just pray for them. So one of my shepherds, she was saying, have you taken communion yet? And I was like, no, I didn't even, like, it didn't cross my mind. I'd just been, like, fervently praying. So I had talked to my mom. This was the morning of the 15th, and she said that the baby still wasn't born yet, and that she was, like, her contractions had slowed down, and she was pretty much still in labor, but they were just waiting for the beds to free up at the birthing center. So that's when I, like, kneeled down and just fervently pray for about a good 15 to 30 minutes and took the communion and just pray. I remember praying that, Lord, I stand in the gap for my nephew, that whatever is going on, whatever the devil is trying to do to keep him from coming or to make my sister-in-law, you know, have any type of medical or health issues during this birth, or even if the devil is trying to take my nephew from us, it won't happen. So I'm going to take this communion for him, even though he's too young to even know what it is, but I'm standing in the gap for him, and because I'm a servant of you, that I there's, like Apostle said a year ago, that, you know, when you're serving the Lord, that, you know, you break all generational curses that have come before you and that will come after you. So, and that is grace. So I was like, I stand in the gap in breaking all generational curses. And then I went about my day, and later on, my mom finally called and said that he was delivered by God's grace, and, you know, everything is fine. And even though he had, like, a few complications throughout, like, they kept him in the hospital for about a week, I just kept praying and kept taking communion every day, and just kept praying and kept taking communion. And to this day, like, he's had 2 doctor's visits. They say he's healthy. He's gained about 2 to 4 pounds now, and he's growing. His inches are getting longer and longer and longer. So it's just a blessing. I just want to give thanks to God. Amen.
Amen. Oh, the Bible says that the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen. Oh, put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. What a powerful testimony. Shall we put our hands together for Eden? Amen.
follow me. Deny yourself, follow me. Take up your cross if you wanna be my disciple.
Isn't
easy,
but he has promised to sustain you. Don't be afraid, for he is faithful. Living for Jesus isn't easy.
If you wanna be my disciple, take up your cross, follow me. Deny yourself, follow me. Take up your cross if you wanna be my disciple. Take up your cross, follow me. Deny yourself, follow me. Take up your cross if you wanna be my disciple. Cross, follow me, deny yourself, follow me, take up your cross if you wanna be my disciple. Take up your cross, follow me, deny yourself, follow me, take up your cross if you wanna be my disciple. Take up your cross, follow me, deny yourself, follow me. Take up your cross if you wanna be my disciple. Take up your cross, follow me. Deny yourself, follow me. Take up your cross if you wanna be my disciple. Take up your cross, follow me. Deny yourself, follow me. Take up your cross if you wanna be my disciple.
Amen. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, amen. Shall we put our hands together? Amen. It is the time we have been waiting for. Amen. Let's put our hands together and rise to our feet. Amen. As we welcome Apostle Joel. Woo.
Hallelujah. Amen. Sir Charles, please. Wow. Are you having a good Easter?
Amen.
Wow. We thank God. Amen. Right. Let us pray before you sit down. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Oh, precious.
Oh, precious is the flow,
oh,
that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
What can wash?
What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
What can make me whole?
What can make me whole? white as snow.
Thank you so much for the blood of Jesus. Tonight we can stand and talk about the blood of Jesus because of what we have seen and experienced it do for us. We thank you for the blood. We know that it was not an easy choice or an easy decision for you to take the step of sending Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, to die for us. Yet the love you have for us constrained you and left you with no choice but to pay the highest price in order to redeem us back to yourself. We thank you for such honor and such privilege. We thank you, Lord, for such a huge sacrifice that has brought us, even we who didn't care about God, even we who didn't care about Christ, have been made nigh, brought closer to God because of this same blood of Jesus. Greater love indeed has no man than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friends. Thank you, Jesus, for laying down your life for we who were not even your friends. Thank you for such love. We thank you for tonight, and we ask for the help of the Holy Spirit. Guide us into all truth, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody says amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You may be seated. Amen. Tonight I want to share with you about the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. The blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to share with you about how the blood of Jesus Christ gives life. Amen.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus Christ gives life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says the life of the flesh is in the blood. Leviticus chapter 17 and verse 11 is a good place to begin. Leviticus chapter 17 and verse 11. It says, Leviticus chapter 17 and from verse 11. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. Amen.
Amen.
It is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he says the life of the flesh is in the blood. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now God is explaining to us the significance of blood in a person. Amen. And he's showing us that when you see a human being walking down the road, that which gives him life is the blood in him.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Amen. In other words, if we drain out the blood from a person, they will cease to live. Wow. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Right? So he says the life of the flesh is in the blood. Amen. The life of the flesh is in the blood. And he says, I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes an atonement for the soul. Because the blood is life. Hallelujah. The blood contains life. Amen. So God wants us to know, number one, that blood was created to carry life. Blood was created to carry life. No wonder Jesus said in John chapter 6 and verse 53, John chapter 6 and verse 53, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Hallelujah. Jesus said, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. I can imagine how shocked the disciples must have been to hear their pastor say something like that. To hear their pastor say, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. You know, I don't know. If I was there, I would just be quiet. I wouldn't know what to say. I wouldn't know what to think. That Jesus said, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. Hallelujah. Amen. These are fantastic sayings, you know, from a preacher. And no one, as you can see, as he keeps talking, no one says anything. No one says anything. And then in verse 59, it says, these things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. So he mentioned these things in the course of preaching, right? And verse 60 says, many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, said, this is an hard saying. Who can hear it? You know, they said, wow. They asked themselves after the service, did you understand that message today? Did you? Was he actually saying that we should eat his body and drink his blood? And exactly how is that going to happen? You know, so they must have been very, very confused. Then Jesus comes up again and he says in verse 61, when Jesus knew in himself, you know, that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, does this offend you? Does this offend you? You know, then he said, what? And what? It says, what? And if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not, you know, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. And he said, therefore said I unto you, no man can come unto me, except it were given unto him of my Father. Wow. Right? Now look at verse 66. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more. with him. But then Jesus said also unto the 12, will ye also go away? You know, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered them, have I not chosen you, and one of you is a devil? He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. Hallelujah. Amen. So you can see that this whole subject of the blood and life is a very deep subject. Do you understand? Which requires only faith to decipher, if at all. It requires faith for believing. You have to believe in the power in the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Christianity is a religion that requires faith. You have to believe in things. You have to believe many, many things. You have to believe many supernatural things. You have to believe many unusual things. Things that don't usually, you know, fall into the tray of things that people commonly believe. Do you understand? Without faith, the Bible says, it is impossible to please God. You cannot believe God, or you cannot walk with God if you're not a believing type of person. Hallelujah. So Jesus told us that his blood gives life. He said, you have no life in you unless you drink the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Blood gives life. And that is why communion is very important. Hallelujah. That is why communion is a very important thing. For the power in communion is so much that in the Bible, where it says some people abused it, it says it actually killed them. So some people who abused communion died because of the way they handled it. Do you understand? It is a supernatural meal. It is a supernatural, what they call, sacrament. It is a supernatural experience. It is a supernatural contact with something supernatural, which is the life of Jesus Christ itself. Can I have an amen? Amen. That is why Jesus said, unless ye eat my flesh and drink my blood, ye have no life in you. Hallelujah. Amen. Today, as we have communion, you should believe that as you drink the blood, life is coming into you. Hallelujah. That it is supernatural life. It is life that is coming from above, infusing your very present existence. Hallelujah. Something from above is combining and joining itself to your physical existence to give you supernatural power and supernatural life. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, the second thing about the blood of Jesus giving life, it gives life because it can reach every part of the body. Right? Blood gives life because it can reach every part of the body. Hallelujah. So you can see that every part of the body has the ability to bleed. I'm talking about the human body. Right? Every part of the body has the ability to bleed. If you scratch someone anywhere, they start to bleed. Do you understand? Even just slightly right beneath the surface of their skin, soon they start to bleed. Because the blood is the thing that runs through the entire body and gives it life. And any part of the body that starts to be starved of the blood begins to die. It begins to wither. Diana, is it not true? Yeah. Amen. That as soon as you starve a part of the body of blood, that part of the body begins to die. Because you're beginning to choke the life out of it. And without the blood, it's just mere flesh. You see, it's just mere flesh. It's just a piece of meat. You know, it's just a piece of meat that is, you know, moving around if it is able to move at all. Hallelujah. So the blood goes through all the different parts of the body. Amen. And that is how the body, the blood of Jesus Christ, gives life. Now, Revelation chapter 7, Revelation chapter 7, and from verse 9, it says, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. The next verse, verse 10. And cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. Next one, verse 11. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm sure you know the song, right? Amen, amen, blessing and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor, power and might be unto our God forever and ever. You know, the closer a song is to the word of God, the more timeless it is. Do you understand? When a song is directly from the word of God, it's timeless. You get, when the song is more, you know, conjured by some human imaginations trying to get it to rhyme and different kinds of things like that, then those kinds of songs don't live for a long time. But this is a very powerful old song that is still fresh. It still brings life. Amen. Sing it again. Amen, amen. Blessings and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor, power and might belong to our God forever and ever. Amen. Sing it one more time. Amen, amen. Amen. Blessing and glory. And glory. Wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor,
power and might,
power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. Wow, what a blessing. Amen. Right now, just as well, let's just finish reading the scripture, verse 13. Says, and one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? You know, this is, they're having a situation in heaven, and they are having worship, and people are singing, and so on. And then one of the residents in heaven sees a bunch of strangers. All these people who have come from someplace. Wow. And they are all wearing the same uniform, arrayed in white robes. So the person is asking, who are these guys? Do you see? Who are these guys and where have they come from? You know, and then the next verse, And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, These are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. So you see, once again, we come to something very supernatural. How does somebody wash their clothes and make them white in blood? Do you understand? How do clothes wash in blood and come out as white? But that is because the blood of Jesus is supernatural. Are you understanding what I'm saying? The blood of Jesus is supernatural, and that is how come it washes white as snow. Amen. Right? Now the next verse says, Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night. Hallelujah. Serve him day and night in his temple, and he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. Hallelujah. Right? So he says, look at it. People came from everywhere. If you look at verse 9, it says, After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, right? No man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues stood before the throne. Amen. People from everywhere. The blood of Jesus is the only thing that is able to go across the world, across all people, across all nations, across all tongues, across every country, in every place, the blood of Jesus is able to wash people and save them unto our God. Hallelujah. Amen. The blood of Jesus is able to wash anyone who speaks any language, is able to wash anyone who lives in any country. The blood of Jesus is not only for black people. The blood of Jesus is not only for white people. The blood of Jesus does not only wash Africans. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That is like saying that there's blood only in your toes, but there is no blood in your fingers. That means if your fingers were to get hurt, there wouldn't be any blood. But that is not true. Hallelujah. Amen. It is symbolic that the blood of Jesus is able to wash everybody. Wow. You know, just as blood runs through our system everywhere. Even your scalp right here has blood. Even under your feet right here has blood. Every part of your body has blood running through it. And the blood of Jesus is meant to go around the world. It's meant to go to every place. The blood of Jesus was not shed just for a small group of people or a small gathering of people. The blood of Jesus is meant to go around. God is counting on us to let his blood wash as many people as possible. The Bible says he's the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the whole world. Hallelujah. There's no one above the blood. Amen. Amen. There is no one above the blood of Jesus. There is no one who can become righteous by any other method save through the blood of Jesus. No one can come to God except through the blood of Jesus. And this is the message that God has given to us for the world. This is the message that God wants us to carry to the world. That no matter who the person is, there is only one solution to his sin. And that is this same blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus Christ is supposed to wash people in Afghanistan. Yeah, it's not just for this part of the world. The blood of Jesus is for India. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus is for Australia and the Pacific Islands. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus is for Africa. The blood of Jesus is for Europe. And of course, the blood of Jesus is for America. Yeah. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus is for us here also. Yeah. Every place, the blood must run everywhere. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Say the blood will run everywhere. The blood will run everywhere. Hallelujah. You know what that song says? It reaches to the highest mountain. It reaches to the highest mountain. And it flows, come on. And it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that runs in your body that causes the different parts of your body to be able to relate with each other. That is what makes the eye look down when your toe kicks something. It is when the blood starts to flow down there and the eye sees it, then the eye starts to interpret what it's seeing. Suddenly the brain gets involved and everybody gets involved. Their hands reach out and everybody's trying to help. Do you understand? And it is because of the blood. Hallelujah. The blood has the same effect. It connects everybody to the throne of God. It is the blood of Jesus that connects us together, that makes us people who come from different backgrounds, come from different countries, suddenly don't even see the differences among us. It is the blood of Jesus that makes me call you my sister, even though I don't look like you. Hallelujah. It is the blood of Jesus that makes me your brother, even though I don't look like you. It is the blood. I don't even need to speak your language to be your brother. But the blood of Jesus causes us to be able to relate with each other. So everyone who is redeemed by the blood is the other person's keeper. Hallelujah. You know, today I was just gathering some magazines and just like getting rid of some papers, and then I came across a magazine. It's I think it says on the back of it "Voices of Martyrs" or something like that. It's a Christian organization that has a lot to do with persecuted Christians. You know, and as I was looking at the back, they were making an appeal. They were asking people to help them send Bibles to some persecuted Christians in other places. You know, and I remember as I saw it, I began to think, you know, I'm related to these people. This must concern me. These people are my brothers. Do you understand? They may be in Vietnam. They may be in Suriname. They may be in some strange part of the world where you may never get to. But you must be interested in them because we are all redeemed and united by that same blood. Hallelujah. It is one body. It is one body that is brought together by the same blood. Hallelujah. Isn't the blood of Jesus powerful? It is powerful. Amen. Number three, the blood carries life because it has the ability to carry nourishment. The blood carries life because it has the ability to carry nourishment. Hallelujah. The blood has the ability to carry nourishment. Amen. It says, just as the human blood brings food to every part of the body, the blood of Jesus Christ brings life and well-being to everyone it comes into contact with. Hallelujah. Within the blood are molecules of life-giving protein and carbohydrates and fats and vitamins and minerals. No wonder there is life in the blood. Hallelujah. Now, in the same way, the blood of Jesus Christ brings nourishment. That is why Jesus said, unless you drink my blood, you don't have life. You are malnourished if you don't drink the blood. Hallelujah. You start to go into malnourishment and start to experience malnourishment when it's been a while since you drank the blood. Hallelujah. Amen. You must not go for long periods without the blood of Jesus Christ, because it gives nourishment. It gives spiritual nourishment. It empowers you. It strengthens you and nourishes your body and nourishes your spiritual life to be able to live and work and serve the Lord. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Number four, the blood gives life because it has the ability to cleanse you regularly. The blood gives life because it has the ability to cleanse you regularly. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. It says, if we walk in the light, right, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Hallelujah. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. That means we interact with one another, right? And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, God is saying that a Christian must walk in the light because Christ is in the light. A Christian must not walk in dark shadows. Hallelujah. Some of us walk in dark shadows. We have too many secrets. You get it? There's too much darkness, you know, surrounding our lives. But a Christian must walk in light. Hallelujah. You must walk in light. It says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, then we can have interaction, fellowship with one another. Do you understand? And as we have fellowship with one another, he said, the blood of Jesus Christ is just waiting on the side to cleanse us from all sins. Are you getting what I'm saying? To cleanse us from all sin. That means it is possible for Christians to relate with one another. Do you understand? And whatever comes out of those relationships, whatever comes out of it, whether we hurt one another, offend one another, he says the blood of Jesus Christ is on call. It is standing by and it is waiting to cleanse us from all negative results of our interaction with one another. Isn't that a good blessing? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So you must not be afraid of me. And I must not be afraid of relating with you. The blood of Jesus is on the side as we walk in fellowship one toward another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, will cleanse us from all sin. Amen. So it means as a Christian, your encounter with the blood is not just one time. It's not just the encounter that saves you. But then as you walk in Christ, and as you interact with fellowship and fellowship with one another, the blood of Jesus Christ is still on standby, just getting ready to cleanse us as we fall into sin and as we continue to do things we are not supposed to do and as we continue to say things we are not supposed to say and all that. The blood of Jesus Christ continuously cleanses us. Can I have an amen? Are you understanding what I'm saying? So every Christian must get into a habit of confessing your sins. You must not be afraid of going to God, no matter what you have done, and going back to the Lord to plead the same blood. Hallelujah. The same blood that saved you in the first place is still available to redeem you. It's still available to cleanse you. It's still available to wash you, you know. As we walk in the light, as he is in the light, then we have fellowship one with another, interacting with one another and living our daily Christian lives and going and coming. He says the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, is still available to cleanse us from all our sins. Hallelujah. So no one should run away from the blood. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Sometimes when people start doing what is wrong, they hide. And then they run away. Because our sins have a separating effect on us. And as soon as we fall into sin, then the enemy gets between us and our God. And starts to push us far apart. And makes it look like because of our sins, we do not deserve to come to God or to come anywhere near God ever again. Are you getting what I'm saying? And that makes many people backslide. Many people start to think, well, it's already spoiled. I might as well just ruin it. It's already destroyed. I'll never be good enough. I'll never be able to meet the standards of the church. I'll never be able to do what is expected of me. But I want to say to you today that no matter how low you fall, in our fellowship, in our interaction, our Christian interaction, there is still blood available to cleanse us from all our sins. Hallelujah. To cleanse us from all our sins. To cleanse us from anything that shows up. Hallelujah. So feel free and relate. Amen. Feel free and serve the Lord. And as we continue to walk in Him, we can count on His blood to continuously cleanse us. Anytime you go to the Lord and say, Lord, I am sorry. Let your blood wash me. The blood does a new job all over again. The blood starts to cleanse you all over again. Hallelujah. The blood starts to clean you up all over again. Can I have an amen? Let me read this to you. It says, blood is a red carbon dioxide removing liquid that gives life to everything it comes into contact with. Then it says, just as human blood carries away unwanted carbon dioxide and disposes of it in the lungs, the blood of Jesus carries away our sin and filthiness. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus is a sin removing liquid that is flowing from Calvary's cross to the whole world even today. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So as your blood is running through your body, it's also removing things from your body. And that is the same kind of job that the blood of Jesus is doing. As it's running through us, as it's running over us, the blood of Jesus is removing impurities. Are you understanding what I'm saying? It's removing impurities. You know, sometimes I've seen or watched when communion is going around and you see some people, they just want to be righteous. It's like, I'm abstaining this time because I'm not holy enough to touch the blood. That's like someone who is passing medicine saying, I'm too sick to drink it. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like you have a cough and they're passing a cough mixture round for you to drink and you say, oh, can I abstain this time because I have a cough? So when it goes, I'll come and drink the cough mixture. You know, but that's what people do. It's like, let me get my act together. Let me purify myself. Let me be holy. And then I'll come and drink the blood. Well, if you can be holy by yourself, then you don't need the blood. Do you see what I'm saying? By the time you are through with making yourself holy, then the blood is totally redundant. We don't need it. It is because of your unholiness that you need the blood. Rather, you must come to God and say, Lord, have mercy on me. And let this cup cleanse me. Let this cup wash me. Let this cup cleanse me and wash me and give me power over this habit. May I not go back to this sin again. And then with such faith, you drink it, believing that you have both been cleansed and also been empowered to overcome that same sin. Hallelujah. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So the blood of Jesus has the power to cleanse you. Amen. Now, the next one is similar. It says the blood of Jesus gives life because it has the ability to purge and to sanctify. Right? It has the ability to purge and to sanctify. Hebrews 13 and verse 11. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 11. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 11. It says, wherefore, Jesus also, Hebrews 13, verse 11, okay. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Verse 12. Wherefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Can you see that? It says, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood. So the blood of Jesus has a sanctifying effect on us. Hallelujah. Sanctifying effect means making us pure and making us holy. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, that is one of the difficult things for Christians to reconcile, because on one hand, you know yourself. You get it? And then on the other hand, we say also that you have been made holy. Holy by the blood. Do you understand? And so it is difficult for people to reconcile those two things in their minds. But you need to have faith in what the Word of God is saying. When God says you are holy, you are holy. I said, when God says you are holy, you are holy. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't wait till you think you are holy. You might be wrong. Amen? Most of the time when we think we are good, we are usually wrong. Isn't it? It is when God thinks and God says you are holy that you are actually holy. Wherefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. The next verse, verse 13. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. Hallelujah. Amen. So the blood of Jesus Christ sanctifies us. Amen. The blood of Jesus Christ sanctifies us and makes us who were otherwise not holy, makes us holy. Hallelujah. Amen. Blood removes deadly poisons from a person's body. Right? For that's the reason why people have to go for dialysis. Isn't it? Right? Because when they go for dialysis, then they run their blood through a machine and they collect all the things, you know. I mean, if your kidneys are working correctly, then the kidneys should be doing that job. This is where dialysis machine is like a big kidney. You see, yeah, it's just that it's too big for you to take to your house. So you have to go to it, right? So you go to it, you're connected to it, and then it removes all the impurities that the blood has collected in your body, and it cleanses you. Are you understanding what I'm saying? The blood of Jesus has a similar effect. The Bible says that he might sanctify us by his blood. That is the reason why he suffered and died for us. Hallelujah. So you are sanctified by the blood of Jesus. You are sanctified by the blood of Jesus. Then the last one, The blood of Jesus gives us life because it destroys diseases. The blood of Jesus gives us life because it destroys diseases. The blood of Jesus has overcoming power. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 10. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 10. It says, "And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night." And then he goes on to show us how they overcame him. The Bible says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Hallelujah. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lamb has overcoming power. Amen. It has overcoming power to overcome diseases and to overcome sicknesses and to overcome things that fight against your body physically. Hallelujah. You have to believe that the blood of Jesus will overcome every sickness and every disease, even things you were born with. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Because that's not the only thing you were born with. You were also born with sin. And if the blood of Jesus is able to overcome the sin that you came into this world with, then that blood will also overcome the disease that you came into this world with. Are you understanding what I'm saying? The blood will overcome every sin that is in your life, even if it's a family trait. The blood will also overcome every disease in your life, even if it's a family disease. Are you understanding what I'm saying? The blood has power. It says they overcame him. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. By the blood of the Lamb. I don't know what a Christian would do without the blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb is something that must be on your lips all the time. You must plead the blood. You must confess the blood. You must believe in the blood. You must drink the blood. You must walk in the blood. You must be sanctified by the blood. You must be cleansed by the blood. You must always call upon the blood, because the blood is what we have going for us as believers. That is the whole reason why Jesus had to die. Are you understanding what I'm saying? The unique thing that the death of Jesus did was that it allowed him to shed his blood. The teachings of Jesus did not shed his blood. Do you understand? Jesus preached about lots of nice things, but that did not let his blood flow. But the death on the cross is what allowed the blood to flow. And the blood was allowed to flow for a reason. Because of the things that God has ordained for it to do for us. Amen. Everybody who has blood running in their body must believe in the blood of Jesus also. And believe that whatever your blood does for you, the blood of Jesus Christ will do the same for you. Are you understanding what I'm saying? As your blood is helping you fight diseases, same. The blood of Jesus is going to help you fight every disease. As your blood helps you fight foreign bodies and different strange things that come into your system, the same way the blood of Jesus will help you fight things that are strange and foreign to Christianity and foreign to your walk with God. It will help you fight strange habits. It will help you fight strange things, things that should not be associated with you. It will help you fight die-hard sins. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus Christ. Sometimes we are victims of sin because we're trying on our own. We're trying to fight these things on our own. Instead of calling upon the blood, we're trying to be good on our own. You know, we're trying to, and sometimes we're even so disappointed in ourselves because we have told ourselves that we can do it. But soon enough, we find out that we cannot do it. Then we become disappointed. We become disappointed in ourselves. One day, Paul said to himself, the apostle Paul himself, he said, "Oh, wretched man that I am." He said, "The good things I want to do, I cannot do them." Then he said, "Rather, the bad things that I don't want to do, I find myself doing them." Then he said, "Oh, wretched man that I am." Do you understand? Then suddenly, it's as though he saw some light. Then he realized that he was actually looking at the wrong place. Do you understand? Let me just show you this verse I'm talking about before we close. Romans chapter 7. Romans chapter 7. Right? Romans chapter 7. And he starts from verse 13. He says, "Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid." Right? Then let me just jump to verse 15. It says, "For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not." Do you understand that? What I would, what I want to do, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. How many can relate with Paul in the service tonight? Yeah. He said, "That I would." What I want to do, I want to wake up in the night and pray. Isn't it? I want to read my Bible every day. Isn't that true? I want to listen to messages. Isn't that true? I want to be able to evangelize. I want to be able to witness to people. Tell everybody I meet about Christ. And he says, "That do I not." Then he says, "But what I hate." What I hate, sleeping, that do I. Prayerlessness, that do I. Wake up in the morning, don't read the Bible, that do I. Get angry with people, that do I. Feel bitter and hatred and jealousy and other feelings, human feelings that attack us even without notice. We don't even know when it's catching up with us. Before we know it, we're feeling it. Do you understand? And he said, "That do I." Verse 16. "If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, my inner core, that my real man, my spirit man," right? Isn't it? He says he delights after the law of God. I'm not against the Bible. And I know that a lot of people are not against the Bible. Sometimes people get defensive because they feel condemned. You know, if you already know that you're struggling, then you're not looking for somebody to come and beat you on your head with something you already know. Do you see what I'm saying? So that's when people get defensive. So Paul said that, "Look, I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. Do you see? So I have in mind what to do. I know what is right to do. But I find something else in my flesh, you know, fighting against what is in my mind and forcing me to be subject to what my flesh wants to do. Do you see? Then you look at the verse 24. Oh, wretched man that I am. Do you understand? He says, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? But then suddenly he says in the next verse 25. He said, I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Then chapter 8 and verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation, you know, to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, you know, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you understanding the word of God today? So we may be feel wretched, but thank God for the blood. Every time you feel wretched, you should do what Paul did. You should say, I thank God for the blood. I thank God that it's not by my own strength. It's not by my own sense of righteousness. It's not by my own judgment of what is right and what is wrong. I thank God that it's not by what people think, but it is by what God has made me through the price he paid by sending Jesus Christ to die on the cross for me. Hallelujah. So the message of Christ and the cross is not something you encounter only at salvation and throw away, but it's something that you live with. Every day you're going to need the blood. Every day you're going to need to be conscious of the blood of Jesus. You're going to need to be conscious of your redemption. You're going to have to be conscious moment by moment of the blood of Jesus that has redeemed you, and the blood of Jesus that is fighting for you, the blood of Jesus sanctifying you, the blood of Jesus that is cleansing you, the blood of Jesus that is giving you life, constantly giving you life. I tell you, the blood of Jesus that is fighting every day for you. As you sit here tonight, your blood is fighting for your body. Your blood is fighting for your body. Your blood is removing impurities. Your blood is just fighting diseases. Your blood is taking things out of your system that otherwise want to kill you. Things that don't want you to wake up by the morning. You understand? By the time you wake up, the blood has worked, done a nice job together with your kidneys. Your kidneys have packed your bladder with urine and stuff just to go and throw away, because the blood was speaking for you while you were sleeping. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Hallelujah. The same thing with the blood of Jesus. Sometimes we go to bed at night and we don't know what is fighting for us. Don't know what spirits and demons and evil spirits are released from different parts of the world and different places to fight for you. But while you're sleeping, the blood goes to work on your behalf. The blood says, not this one. The blood says, not this house. The blood says, no, not this house. The angel of death is walking through the neighborhood and is knocking on doors and trying to enter families and penetrate families. And when it gets to your family, the blood stands at the door and says, not this place. The blood says, not this place. Try next door, but not this place. You can try the neighbors across the road, but not this place. Because this one is bought by the blood. This one is protected by the blood. This one is cleansed by the blood. This family is cleansed by the blood. The husband, the wife, the children, everyone in that household is cleansed and marked by the blood of Jesus. What can we do without the blood of Jesus? Nothing. Hallelujah. At night when you're going to bed, commit yourself to the blood. Say, Lord, I thank you for the blood. May the blood speak for me while I'm sleeping. May the blood go to work on my behalf while I'm sleeping, while I'm not watching. May the blood of Jesus go to war on my behalf. Hallelujah. May the blood of Jesus answer any claim to my life. May the blood of Jesus address every witch or wizard that comes near my life. May the blood of Jesus always speak for me. Hallelujah. The blood will speak for you. I said the blood will speak for you. The blood will speak for you. You no longer feel wretched because the blood will speak for you. Stand to your feet tonight and let's thank God for the blood. 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 Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I want you to be grateful for the blood tonight. Just thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ. Thank Him for the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, Lord. We are grateful for the blood. We are grateful for the blood. We are grateful for the blood. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. The blood that speaks better things. The blood that speaks and answers when we are condemned, when we feel wretched, when we feel useless, when we feel like there's no point to it. Because we're not winning. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood that gives life. Thank God for the blood that gives life. Thank God for the blood that gives life. Tonight I want you to pray. Pray for the covering of the blood of Jesus. Pray that the blood of Jesus will cover you. The blood of Jesus will cover your life. Will cover your family. Will cover your relatives, your children, your siblings. Pray that the blood of Jesus will extend to everyone that is connected to you in any form, in any way, anyone that is connected to you. May the blood reach out to the person. Pray for those who are not saved, your family members who do not know the Lord, people who are connected to you, friends, loved ones, but who do not know Jesus. As long as they are connected to you, the blood that washes you, that blood must wash them too. That blood must be extended to them also. They must have their experience. They must have their share of an encounter with the blood. Because it's the same blood. If it washed you, it must wash them also. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Mashaka farama masaka balaba barabala bashatari alababaya. Mikolo setele mere 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 bashanala babalaba. Masakatala malama mashakala babaham. Lift up your hands, everybody, and just plead the blood over your life and say, Lord, I surrender to the blood. I surrender to the blood, to the power in the blood, to the life-giving power of the blood, to the cleansing power of the blood, to the healing power of the blood. Anything that the blood will do, the sanctifying power of the blood, I yield myself to it. I surrender myself to it tonight. In the name of Jesus. Makadoro moshetele bekanari alababaya. Mikolo shetala babaya. Mikadabala babo shetele bekanariya. Amakanoro shetele bekanari alababaya. Mikolo shetele belebele bekanari alababaya. Yes, Lord. Mashetele bekanari alababaya. Oh, yes, Lord. Mashakabala babala babaya. Yamolo sakabala babamala moshakafa tadaba imolo mo setele bebe Yes, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus upon our households, upon our doorposts. The enemy shall not enter your home to steal that which God has given to you, the peace that God has given to you, the health that is given to you, the finances that belong to you, the peace of mind that God has given to you. No devil, no demon shall enter your house and steal it, because they will have to answer. They will have to answer to the blood. The blood of Jesus is standing at the door of your life. Is standing at the door of your life. Is standing at the door of your life. And is answering every claim to the things that God has provided for you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, precious is the Christian jargon. The blood of Jesus is a real spiritual something that affects your life. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Demons tremble at the sound of the name. Demons tremble, demons tremble. Demons and evil spirits are scared of the blood of Jesus. They are scared of the blood of Jesus. They're 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 scared of the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Tonight, before we close, I just want to pray with you. If you're here tonight and you're saying, Pastor, pray with me, because there are certain things I've been struggling with. Whatever it is that you're struggling with, that, you know, you shouldn't be struggling with this, but it seems to be a wrestling match for you. And every time, whether it's a physical condition or a spiritual condition or a spiritual situation or a habit or a sin or something that you've been dealing with, but somehow there's just something you have always struggled with. Tonight, I believe that God wants to help you. The blood of Jesus is here to speak for you. The blood of Jesus is all we have. So if you're here like that, why don't you just come very quickly and join me here and let us pray together. I believe that God wants to help you and God wants to touch you. Just come right out here and let's pray together. You want God to touch you. God to touch you. You want to plead the blood of Jesus over your life. The blood of Jesus over your life, or an area of your life. The blood of Jesus. You just want the blood of Jesus to God to work for you tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It is the blood we are looking up to. The blood of Jesus is what we are looking up to tonight. The blood will never lose its power. The blood will never lose its power. The blood will answer. The blood will deliver. The blood will break you loose in the name of Jesus. The blood will set you free in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the blood. Thank you, Lord. What can wash away my sin? Father, thank you tonight for the blood. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. Let the blood speak for him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood intervene, Lord, and let the blood answer for him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let the power of the blood rest upon you.
What can make me whole again?
Father, let the blood, speak. Let the blood speak, Lord. Let the blood speak, Lord. Let the blood intervene. Let the blood step in. Let the blood step in. Let the blood step in. The blood is setting in right now to set you free in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is that holds you captive, tonight the blood of Jesus is setting you free in the name of Jesus. You are set loose by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I proclaim. proclaim your freedom. I proclaim your liberty. I proclaim your freedom and your liberty tonight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Receive help.
No other fault I
know. Receive help. Receive help. May the blood rise to your aid. In the name of Jesus. May the blood rise to your aid tonight. In the name of Jesus. The blood is speaking for you. The blood is answering. The blood is breaking yokes. The blood is standing in for you. The blood is standing in for you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Receive help from the blood. The blood is on your side. The blood is speaking for you. The blood is speaking for you tonight. In the name of Jesus. Let the blood speak, Lord. Let the blood heal. Let the blood deliver. Let the blood intervene, O God. In the name of Jesus. Let the blood intervene. In the name of Jesus. Father, let the blood. Let the blood. Let the blood. Let the blood. The blood. The blood. The blood. The blood of Jesus is answering. Stepping in on your behalf. In the name of Jesus.
Sing your precious
glory. Let the blood of Jesus set you free right now. Let the blood of Jesus set you free right now. Let the blood of Jesus set you free right now. The blood of Jesus is setting you free. Every bondage, every habit, every sickness, every disease, anything that seeks to destroy you, to hold you captive, the blood of Jesus is released against them now. The blood of Jesus is released against them now. Receive life in your body now. Receive life in your body now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let the blood speak, Lord. Let the blood answer, Lord. Let the blood rise, O God, and speak on their behalf. In the name of Jesus. Let the blood speak, Lord. Father, let the blood speak. Let the blood speak, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Let the blood break. Let the blood deliver. Let the blood heal. Let the blood deliver. Let the blood deliver. Let the blood speak. Let the blood answer. Let the blood answer. Let the blood stand in the gap. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It is the blood. It is the blood. No other name. No other name. No other name. No other name. Nothing but the blood tonight. Let the blood speak. Let the blood go to work, oh God. Let the blood go to work, oh God. Let the blood go to work tonight. In the name of Jesus. You are free tonight. You are free tonight. You are free tonight. The blood will set you free tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. Thank you for the blood. 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 Let the blood speak, Lord. Let the blood speak, Lord. Let the blood speak, Lord. Let the blood answer, Lord. Let the blood step in, oh God. Let the blood help, Lord. Let the blood help, oh God. Let the blood help, oh God. We have no hope but the blood. In the name of Jesus. The blood is setting you free tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh God. Oh God. Let the blood intervene. Let the blood intervene, oh God. Let the blood intervene. Let the blood step in, oh God. Oh God. Let the blood step in. In the name of Jesus. 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 Let the blood step in, oh God. Let the blood step in, oh God. Let the blood intervene.
Let the blood answer. Let the blood cancel. Let the blood cancel. Let the blood cancel. Let the blood cancel, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I cancel every ordinance that is against you in the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. By the tokens of the blood of Jesus. I set you free in the name of Jesus. Let the blood stand between you and every oppressing agent in the name of Jesus. Let the blood stand between you and every oppressing agent in the name of Jesus. Let the blood set you free in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Everybody sing it and say,
oh, precious is the food
that makes me white.
That makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Oh, nothing but the blood.
Father, let the blood go to work.
Oh, precious.
Let the blood go to work.
Precious.
On their behalf, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood arise. Let the blood arise, oh God. Let the blood arise upon her life. And set her loose. And speak on her behalf. And answer every claim to the virtues that you have placed her life. In the name of Jesus, let the blood dismiss every family sickness, every evil habit, every degrading habit. In the name of Jesus, any habit that brings wretchedness and takes away self-esteem, in the name of Jesus, let the blood intervene. Let the blood stand in. Let the blood speak on her behalf. Let the blood answer witches and wizards and evil spirits and evil presences in the name of Jesus. Let the blood speak, oh God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the blood. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Away my sin.
Father, thank you. Thank you for the blood. Oh God, thank you for the blood. Pour the blood. Pour the blood. Pour the blood. Pour the blood, Lord. And let the blood speak, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Let the blood answer, Lord. In the name of Jesus. The blood is answering. The blood is intervening. The blood is stepping in. The blood is stepping in. In the name of Jesus. The spirit of depression. In the name of Jesus. The blood is speaking. The blood is addressing. The blood is standing in on your behalf. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for the blood. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for healing. Thank you for healing. Thank you, healing. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. For healing of the heart. Thank you for healing of deep wounds. Thank you for the blood, Lord. Thank you for the blood. Oh, God. Thank you.
For the blood. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for the blessings and the life-giving power of the blood. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the purifying power of the blood. Purifying our hearts, purifying our thoughts, purifying our minds, cleansing us from sin. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the sanctifying power of the blood. That we who were so far away from God can now be brought near to you, even to be called sons and daughters in your household. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood tonight. May the blood continue to speak for us. May the blood continue to intervene for us. May the blood continue to do warfare on our behalf. May the blood continue to fight on our behalf. May the blood of Jesus always stand between us and the enemy. In the name of Jesus. May the blood stand between us and any plague, any sickness, any disease, every evil calamity, in the name of Jesus, let the blood step in and avert it. Let the blood remove us from dangerous places. Let the blood deliver us from bloodshed. Let the blood deliver us from wicked and unreasonable men. In the name of Jesus, when we call upon the blood, may the blood always answer and rise to our aid. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Now, while you're still standing, I want us to have communion. Just bring one of these to everyone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, while you're standing and while you're taking your communion, just read this verse with me, Exodus chapter 11, chapter 12 and verse 13. Exodus chapter 12 and verse number 13. The Bible says, "And the blood shall be for you a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt." Hallelujah. "For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians," verse 23. "And when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and upon the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto you, unto your houses to smite you. And verse 24 is an important verse. It says, and ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. Amen. God meant for us to depend on the blood for protection forever. Hallelujah. He said, when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts. Do you see the lintel, the top, and the two side posts? So the blood, and you are in the middle. Access to you is in the middle. That's the door to your life, the door to your household, the door to everything that God has for you. Hallelujah. He says, when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Tonight's communion is of great significance. Amen. We are applying the blood to the lintels of our lives and to the two side posts of our lives. Hallelujah. Actually, do you have enough communion for everybody to have three? You have enough? All right. So, Pastor Charles, bring the rest to everybody. Let everybody have three. One for the lintel, one for each side. Hallelujah. Will you still have some for tomorrow? You will. Okay. I think that's enough. That's enough. Just the tray. Everybody has three. Just take three. Three of them. One, two, three. Hallelujah. This is powerful. Hallelujah. One for the lintel. One for the left door of the door post, one for the right hand door post. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, when I see it, I will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in and smite you. Hallelujah. The destroyer will not come to your house. I said the destroyer will not enter your house, will not enter your life, will not enter your bank accounts, will not enter your health, will not enter your career. The destroyer will not enter your life anymore. After tonight, the destroyer is finished in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Take the bread with me. Take all three. Take all three. Take all three. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Someone is missing something. Someone is missing. It's all right. If that's all you have, it's okay. Just find a way of drinking the second one twice. Okay? Just so we can be done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Who has only one? You just have one. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, give her one of your three. Yeah, and you keep two. Yes. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The lintel, the doorpost on the left, and the doorpost on the right. And he said, mark each of these places with the blood. But you and I know you can't access the blood without touching the flesh. This is how we access the blood. Hallelujah. So say with me, the body of Jesus Christ. Say the body of Jesus Christ. Say, I apply the body of Jesus Christ to the doorpost to my life In the name of Jesus, you may eat the bread. Now open the first one. Say, I apply the blood to the lintel of my life. Say, the blood of Jesus Christ, you may drink. I'll take the second one. And say, the blood of Jesus Christ. Say, I apply the blood to the left doorpost of my life. Drink. Then the last one. Say, the blood of Jesus Christ. I apply the blood of Jesus Christ to the right hand doorpost of my life. The blood of Jesus Christ. Lift up your hands with me. Say, the destroyer is rebuked. Say, the angel of death is rebuked. Say, the messenger of poverty is rebuked. Say, sickness is rebuked. Say, disease is rebuked. Say, failure is rebuked. I declare my life out of bounds to every wicked spirit from hell that is released against my life. I declare my life out of bounds to evil spirits that have attacked my family, that have attacked my family members. Just say, evil spirits that have haunted me from old. In the name of Jesus, I declare myself free. I declare myself free. Say, I am set free from family curses, from family diseases, and family evil fortunes and calamities. In the name of Jesus. Say, what has gone on in the family will not happen to me. Say, the wicked things, the evil things that have happened in my family, happened to my ancestors, happening even now to other family members, will skip me. I am excluded. Because I have the mark of the blood on my life. The destroyer shall not enter. Thank you, Jesus, for shedding your blood for me. Thank you for the blood. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Tell your neighbor, you are set free. Tell your neighbor, the blood has set you free tonight. Tell your neighbor, the blood has set you free tonight. Hallelujah. Give Jesus a clap offering, everybody. Amen. I gain the whole world and lose my soul.